60% of the time, beer works all the time. This is the perfect pour.
I love gold!
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks.
And timely.
Oh, very timely. We've already opened up a beer. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt. Sorry, I was like sniffing the beer at the same time I was like...
aroma-ing.
Oh, I'm supposed to say my name right now.
Maybe the record... the earliest beer has ever been opened on a podcast before in history. So...
Did we shoot first?
Yes.
I'll bet you have. And I'm done.
For the next hour and a half to two and a half hours, we're gonna be drinking a lot of beer. We're gonna be talking about craft beer, indie beer, hopefully.
But later we'll squeeze in a few buyouts for you.
no buyouts. We're gonna be giving some beers to look out for, some beer releases we're gonna look out for. We're gonna be cheersing people. The listeners are gonna. There's a lot of listener call, a lot of listener interaction on this show. No show. I challenge you. Yeah, nobody's ever come back at this challenge. Find me a show that has more listener interaction than this one.
Delilah.
What the hell is that?
John Tesh.
John Tesh show.
Dr. Fraser Crane.
Oh.
Hello, is Carl, that, you on the air?
Is that the one where she came in and replaced him, and she was like getting all kinds of there was one that came in and replaced him like on a vacation week or something, and she was just getting all kinds of
probably
callers.
That was probably
the English
just
girl.
That was probably just Daphne.
Yes,
no, it wasn't Daphne.
The Chippy.
Anyways, you guys probably know what such brewery this is, Daphne. But I don't know. I can't remember if we've had this beer this year. Hey, don't look at
it. Oh, damn it. Sorry.
Why else do you think it was in a bag?
It's hazy. It must be Fieldwork or Alvarado.
Oh, you didn't know what it... Okay, cool. So he doesn't know.
Well, I know the can. I don't know...
Oh, so you didn't see the label?
No, I know the brewer.
So we it is a Modern Times beer.
Ah, that makes sense.
The canning date was 5/30, which I thought was weird. I was like, what? This beer's out? And then I was like, what? This beer was out a month ago? So I feel kind of upset that I'm just getting around to it, because this tastes and smells amazing.
Untapped just deducted 2 points for lateness.
It was looking out for. I knew it was out, and I was looking out for.
Tardiness.
Do you have any notes,
Phil? I wish there was more pineapple.
It's not the one I have in my fridge, because I have one.
So it has Denali, Equinox, Citra, Simcoe, and Centennial. Two row, golden naked oats, white wheat, and Maris Otter. So it does have some haziness to it, but I don't think it's advertised as a Northeast.
No, but it's borderline. It's playing...
playing Borsage. You're playing Borsage.
There you go.
Oh, because it's deeply juicy? Is that what you're getting?
It's got a little bit of a carb bite, but then it just muddles out into bleh. That's what hazy beers would sound like if they could talk.
Bleh. So, single IPA, 6.7%. It is Critical Band.
Dun, 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 dun. It's back. What? You had it?
Yeah, this was a staple at Gazebo last summer. Hmm.
Well, I had it last year.
Oh, you're talking
about
year's
this
freshies.
One, 2018 Critical Band.
What's the difference?
This one's more exclusive.
Yes.
I don't know if it's Denali or Equinox, but either one of those is that's the dank hop.
Dank. It is dank, but it's borderline hazy.
Like, when I go into a bar, this is the IPA that I expect when I order. It's not what I get, but I'm like, this is what I want. And they go, how about this? And I'm like,
what do you got that's like Critical Band?
They're like,
I've never heard of them.
Last year's Critical Band.
Yeah, many places would be. So Save Marta and Herndon and Milburn.
Do you think they do that? Do you think they just like, hey, we got some from last year, put it out at the same time?
I don't know the liquor department guy at that Save Mart, so I couldn't tell you.
Man, I think they do that.
Speaking of Save Mart, I noticed
they smudged the date a little bit. Put it out.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of date smudging.
Bullard and West got a little craft section over by the salad dressing. There was a little freezer right there
by the ranch section.
Yeah, by the ranch section.
Because Fresno's loves ranch.
The French, oh, it does have a lot of ranch on that island. The Bob's Big Boy Ranch section.
No,
Bob's Big Boy Ranch, pretty good.
The
jar, but anyways, glass jar.
I noticed they had Bombers, and then they had 4-packs of Modern Times, which I don't think have ever been in that store.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good point. I don't think I've seen Modern Times in that store.
No.
Yeah, so there's the vegetables and all that. You go over one aisle, and they have fucking the salad vegetables. Dressings, and they have
Is that where the floor changes color? Like it's the organic section?
You're in an organic. Look at this flooring. You're in organic section
let's
now.
Let's go with that.
We're like
Whole
Foods.
Pay attention next time you're there.
Huh, we're in Whole Foods now, huh?
There's one section of wood plank vinyl tiles.
I know the flooring that you're talking about. I didn't notice it meant organic.
Luxurious.
You're in the organic section.
All right.
Yes. You will find $9 mayonnaise.
Honey, are we at a farmer's market right now? I don't think so, dear. Well, it sure feels like it.
Look, there's jars of honey.
Made with real eggs. What is mayonnaise? I'm not going to ask this question.
Honey, it's made with real eggs.
Now with 100% real beef. What were you putting in there?
Yep. Manager special. I know what that means.
Beef, oh, boy. Move it quick.
Yeah. It means get the hell out of here before I throw it to Paparello House.
It's turning gray. Is that all right?
It starts crawling. Anyways, it's
delicious.
Anyways, back to the podcast. Beautiful beer.
Here we are to save the day.
Beer geeks.
I didn't tangent that because I participated and it was fun. So
quickest we opened a beer and quickest we tangented in a podcast. It just happened there.
Not getting tangent music. I enjoyed it.
That's like a SD Beer Talk F-bomb quickness.
Tangent.
So I'm probably going to go, I would imagine Total Wine has this beer and I'm probably going to go pick up a 4-pack of it.
The Fort has that as well. Fort. I had to choose between this week. I had to choose between Critical Band
and that 3/4 door Orderville. Of Modern Times that they had.
Almost a full door. Almost super close to a full door.
Wow. I will not shop there until it's full.
He's all, can I help you? Oh no, your Modern Times store is not full. See you later.
See you later.
I'm just going to go over to Panda Express.
I'm going to get some Panda.
I'll be back.
I don't think they have any beer. I think they might have a little bit.
Panda and beer. Nah, I don't want that kind of stomach.
No, thanks. Not needed.
Still waiting for a craft beer sandwich shop.
Yeah, why haven't they done hardware like an store, orange chicken IPA
sandwich
or something
shop?
Like that?
Oh, orange chicken IPA. There's your idea, Scotty B.
Scotty B.
Scotty B. Want to see that R&D beers.
Yeah.
Scotty B, the unofficial R&D brewer of all Fresno breweries.
Kung Pao Porter.
Kung Pao Porter. Yeah. Ooh.
All the Fresno brewers that they don't want to admit to doing an R&D beer that they're embarrassed about, they'll just tell Scotty B to do it. Like, hey, Scotty B.
See if this works.
Can you do this? See if it works. You got it, Chief.
I can see it. He's just listening to his headphones at the brew store, and he's like, God, now I have to change what I was going to do today. I had this all planned out.
Damn, I had a Snickers and Milky Way beer I was going to make. But
put it all back.
We're
going a different direction. Put it all back.
You guys take refunds? Restocking fee. God damn it.
I'll eat this anyway, but
still eat it, but damn it. Won't like it. So what's going on in the culture?
Louis's going on.
Louis. His ears are going crazy.
Summertime.
And thanks, Louis.
Yep.
Matt, what's going
Awkward
on?
Awkward silence.
What could I tell you, or what would you tell me if I could tell you that Anchor Steam is
buy out, sell out.
They are diving further into the can market. They are now going to release the actual Anchor Steam brand in a 19.2-ounce can.
Yeah, stovepipes.
19.2.
Mm-hmm.
Why extra does that tall sound, boy. That sounds odd to me.
The Oscar Blues does those tall cans.
Oh, okay.
But I guess that's the resurgence now is with Bombers going away.
805s do those.
With Bombers going away, the 19.2s are becoming more prominent in the market.
Nice.
I feel ripped off.
What? Yeah, what? You don't like the 19.2?
2.5 ounces?
Yes. It's missing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say this feels lighter. It's like when they...
I think it feels lighter.
What I don't understand is they don't... They, in this press release, they just said, enjoy singles or four packs. And I was like, what if you did pick up a four pack of 19.2 ounce cans? Would that be a good time right there?
Yeah, 80 ounces will get you somewhere.
Yeah. So... Yeah, because 48. Well, 72 would be a six pack of 12 ounce. So, okay. Yeah. Right. A four pack of 19 ounce.
Ooh, are they shrink wrapped together?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That'd be terrible.
Yeah. Come on.
Shrink wrap, three pack.
What's the shrink wrap oven get up to? Oh, 350.
Nice. There you go.
Cook your beers.
Cook it. Shrink wrap. Pasteurization, sir. Yeah. Pasteurization.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. And I figure if you're at a ballpark and that's your option, that might not be too bad.
Well, you know, maybe they're cold shrink, shrinkaged, cold shrink,
cold shrink, shrink, shrink.
Insert Seinfeld reference. And then
I was in the pool.
The next brewery to jump on the bandwagon of saving the environment.
Yay.
Which I think is we're going to see a lot of in 2018 and 2019.
Let's go maybe, hug a tree.
Maybe breweries are like, maybe we don't need to build a $20 million brewery in Midwest. Maybe they're going to be like, let's just go green. Mm-hmm. Mm. So Ska Brewing, which I feel is not the best name for a brewery.
good beer, though.
Yes. No, good beer. But I feel like the people are really into Ska, mm-hmm. to name it Ska Brewing.
Ah. They're trying, they're, it's 1998, bro.
Yeah, they're just like, you know what's the best music style ever? Ska. So we're just going to call our brewery that.
Keep it alive.
Lots of ska fans. Ska. Lots. We're going to make a lot of money off of this.
So does Portland have a ska scene?
maybe it's if, underground
if
ska.
If they do, you know it's coming back.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. Maybe they do the kind of ska that's in like the back of a coffee shop that has like the open mic.
Open mic ska.
Oh, God. Yeah. Open mic ska.
Yeah. Ooh. It seems like a Portland thing.
How do you get that many horns in there?
So they installed 223 solar panels.
Ooh, nice.
And they didn't necessarily say, you know, how much power would be saving them or if they'd be feeding into the grid or how self-sufficient they would be. Mm-hmm. But they mentioned that will help them brew 545,000 pints of beer each year.
Confusing people by... individual pints.
It's a lot of pints.
It's measurement by pints. I'm confused already.
5,000 pints. That's like 2 weeks.
Jeez.
That's so 545,000 divided by pint is
challenge accepted.
So it'd be 13,000.
Does that mean 30. They're going to distribute wider? Skyrim? Mm. Wider distribution. I wonder what our Colorado reps, Colin and Janine, think of the Ska Brewing.
They have not mentioned them.
That's another one. We discovered they're not fans of Oscar Blues.
Uh-huh.
And they never mentioned Ska Brewing. Interesting.
Sad face. Now I'll have to wait 1 week to find out their answer.
Yeah, we'll have to wait. Week.
Stay tuned.
Next week's show. Same. By the way, just a little update for you. All you voicemailers, next week's show is going to be recorded a day earlier. So a heads up on your voicemail.
If you're savvy, you emails. Know which day that is.
Yes.
And then they also boasted that they have recycled blue jeans as far as their wall treatment in the brewery. And their tables are made out of recycled bowling alley lanes.
Nice.
And their plants and grass on the premises are watered with the recycled water that they have.
That's illegal, sir. Oh, no, recycled water.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's fine. They reclaim the rain barrel reclaimed water.
So the water they clean, they use to, not rainwater.
Being that sufficient island like Maui. You can use reclaimed water to water your plants, bro.
I'm just wondering, because don't they use some caustic solutions to cleanse? What's that doing to the ground?
I don't know, breweries, you know. Who knows? And those,
do they balance it? Balance the pH before they send it out?
They probably would. Probably
mix in some baking soda.
Sure. Well, you know what star sand is, right?
Nah, isn't that the acid?
It's an acid, but it loosely breaks down to phosphoric acid.
Okay.
So,
acid.
Yeah.
Bad.
It's in the soda people drink.
Seems bad.
Who drinks soda? We're beer drinkers, sir.
I stopped drinking soda a long time ago.
See, save your calories. Drink a beer.
Drink a beer.
I still might have a Diet Coke now.
Oh, man. Mikey.
I'm still here.
Anyways.
But so, for how long?
And then my short rant of the show. What's up with Almanac?
Yeah. So they what's had, up with them?
So they had this beautiful IPA released in 6-pack cans, 12-ounce, little cubes, sold it everywhere in town. Wonderful beer. Did not age very well, though. But then they were just like, we have to give up the clean beer to focus on what we know and love. And then all of a sudden, every bar I walk into, I see an Almanac clean IPA or something on draft. And I'm just like, you're back with clean beer?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, we figured out no one paid us money to do stuff we love. So we went back to the things that make us money.
It's like, I didn't forget, you know.
Never I'm going to brew what I want, man.
So
nobody, it's my business. Nobody's going to tell me what to do.
Well, they have their new, is it just a tap room or is it a brewery and tap room?
It's like, wow. There's a light over there.
The producer just peeked in.
That scared the crap out of me.
What? I'm what? Rattled by the producer.
those are all my news things.
She is very sneaky.
All right. Thank you, Matt. By the way, before the show, during our tailgate, we had a couple beers. Forgot to mention this. Both listener donated beers. One was from our Santa Rosa rep, Binge Clark. It was from his time in Nebraska. He also can tell you about Nebraska beer. This is from White Elm Brewing Company out of Lincoln, Nebraska. The Rollo Pale Wheat. This is pale wheat. Good representation of a pale wheat.
It was drinkable. Mm-hmm.
And then we also had Founders donated to the show by Exo Perro Mothership Series Sleeper Cell. It was strong, very strong beer.
Gold.
I guess it was just, I think it was just a strong ale, guys.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was fine. It was just really, it was not expecting it to be strong. It didn't look strong. Lord. It looked like a normal beer. And then all of a sudden I was like, whoa. So there, you caught up in all our drinking. We got that critical ban still happening and a new beer now going around the table. This is donated to the show by the Beer Faza from Beer with Friends podcast. It is a triple dry hopped Citra Dipa 8% from Yabra.
Wait. I'm going to guess that it's 8%.
Good guess.
I already said that.
It's from Mars Community Brewing Company in Chicago in Illinois.
Chicago. So triple Citra, mm-hmm. Double IPA.
I like the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
It's mellow. Mellow yellow.
Oh, wow. It hides that 8% pretty well. It's good, man. That's Citra. Can't go wrong with Citra. Yeah, soft. Very soft.
Very soft.
To me, there's almost a smokiness to it. I don't know what I'm getting that from.
Hmm. Did you have barbecue earlier?
No.
It's good. It tastes like something the West Coast would do.
How dare you, sir?
Impressive, Chicago. What do you got going on there?
Stuff. You got the beer festival in your notes.
Mm-mm.
The
GABF
breweries pulling out of the.
Oh, okay. No, I don't have that in my notes. I saw that
Beaver Town Festival.
Mm-hmm. That was that over across the pond.
It's across the pond. Speaking with of
Paul McCartney.
Where's Liverpool?
Paul McCartney, Abbey Road.
So, legend has it. See, I thought this was Oregon at first because they have a Beaverton.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, oh no, I read further. It's in England. Beavertown. However you pronounce that properly with an English accent. So I guess they sold out to Heineken minority sale, which instantly caused a stir with a couple breweries. One of them being Modern Times was supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. The other one was some.
And that's a big get for England to have Modern Times coming.
Yeah.
I would think.
Unless they're secretly over there already. So. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Wonder if they allow any people from Wales over there.
That's too far away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all the way up in Scotland.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Tweets aren't loading right now, so Modern Times is not going to help me. Okay, so there was
Modern Times.
There was a second brewery that is also from England. They pulled out of the festival, as well as Modern Times pulling out. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are others claiming to be independent. Oh, James Watt, BrewDog, he wrote a statement.
They better. If somebody else is going to pull out for independence, BrewDog better, whether they want to or not, they got to do it.
So I guess their BrewDog's thing is we will not sell your beers in any of our
tap rooms
any longer. So they cut ties with Lagunitas, and apparently this is the weird cool part of this. So the guy who started this Beavertown Brewing is son of Led Zeppelin.
Oh, okay.
Is Robert Plant's son.
Mm-hmm. That guy's been on the session before.
So can you imagine getting a phone call from him asking, like, I guess he called Tony McGee saying, hey, is this a good idea? Like, how do you handle that? Like, are you related to Robert Plant? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What's that got to do with anything?
Yeah, probably nothing. He's probably tired of hearing that.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting, but he started the brewery, as far as what I read.
Mm-hmm.
And so this isn't like a long time brewery. It's a newer brewery in the scheme of things. Didn't sound like he meant to sell out, but the time has come where he wanted to expand.
Yeah.
And found someone.
Probably didn't even realize what he was doing. What? I'm selling out. How's that, mate? Do an Australian accent for
great.
Robert Plant.
Get us in trouble with somebody else, yeah. Why don't you? All right. So apparently you guys have no opinion.
No, I think it's great that Modern Times did it and BrewDogs did it, pulling out damn straight. And Heineken is
still evil, apparently.
Yeah, Heineken does some evil stuff. I think it was Modern Times or somebody was just sort of list. It wasn't me. It wasn't Modern Times. Was just listing. It was somebody in England.
That was the English brewery that pulled out to begin with.
Okay. And they're the ones listing all the bad shit that Heineken does.
Mm-hmm. Pay for play.
And I was like, whoa. I always thought that Heineken was just, well, they're just big. I didn't think of them doing evil shit, but apparently they do some AB InBev style BS, so.
Yeah, and this is all over in England. This is the English division of Heineken. Mm-hmm. Not even what happens here in America.
Right. So, yeah, screw them. Screw them even harder now.
Yeah.
I agree. I've never really had much of an opinion when other breweries invest in other breweries, so
mm-hmm.
people will do with, I mean, it's, I have no control over it, so I just try not to get upset about it.
Control it.
No, you can't, but the interesting thing is now we've escalated to not participating in somebody else's brew festival.
Mm-hmm. That's happened before.
That's happened here in the States.
Okay. Well, then never mind.
Back home. There was like a, I think it was a Carolina one or something. That all was a big,
the,
those Carolina guys.
That Wicked Weed?
Yeah, Wicked Weed. Mm-hmm. And then Wicked Weed sold out right before a festival. And then people are just like, F this. Wicked Weed. And Wicked Weed's all, but what about wine, guys? I'm like, shut up, Wicked Weed.
Wine's coming on, chasing our tails.
Yeah, guys, come on. We got a band together.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Wine and vodka are coming after us.
Yeah, we do the have to band doers. Together. Not you. We. Craft brewers have to band together.
You made it.
You did your, you have your thing. You have a paycheck. I like it. I like seeing that. And it's still happening. It's not as much now. Now that Big Beer doesn't really buy out so much anymore, at least here.
It's slowed a bit.
It's slowed down. They're not as worried about craft beer anymore. Now that it's so localized, becoming so localized, or is. But you better have a good craft beer in your town. Yeah. Otherwise, you're kind of screwed.
That's right.
Because we're not distributing as much as we used to.
Yep. You make more money selling the beer in-house.
Plus, I mean, how are you going to distribute all them hazy beers, bro?
They go bad and as soon as you package them.
Yeah. As soon as they get put on
a forklift. Oh, it's going bad.
As soon as they're on a low boy, they're done.
Pretty soon you're going to have to just put your head right under the fermenter.
Yeah. Yep. They're going to have to do all the bottle conditioning, can conditioning of everything.
So maybe was a good idea. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy before. After.
Yeah. 4th of July is the new enjoy by.
Mm-hmm.
Unfiltered version.
Still haven't had it. I don't see it. I don't see it in cans. We're like, our stone distribution doesn't do that great here. I think you got to go to like Total Wine or some shit. And get all the proper stone beers.
Proper.
What else, Nick?
Have you guys heard of this juice machine from Treehouse?
I've seen it on the social medias.
Yes.
And I want it.
It's causing a ruckus.
Ah!
So they've gone, Treehouse has gone to silent releases on this beer.
We're not even releasing it. We're just, it's all of a sudden, it's just up on the board.
That's released
now.
We're selling it.
Tell all your dumb Instagram friends.
So this beer is fucking shit up.
What's happened? What are they doing?
Well, so they had to go to silent releases, which I don't know of any.
Is that like
Fresno breweries that have private, ever done that? Like, no, it just means like they just
private Facebook.
They just flip the switch, and if you're there, congratulations.
Oh.
And if you're not, you better get there quick.
I like this.
So.
Exclusive.
Yeah. It's one of those things where if you're a regular.
Yeah. You get rewarded for being a regular.
Yeah, you're rewarded. You're there.
And then it gets out on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Well, within 5 minutes.
So.
If I'm there, I'm Instagramming like crazy, bro.
Got to get your Insta TV going.
Influencer. I'm an influencer.
Woo, look at me.
Look, I'm an influencer, guys. Shut up. Shut up, Mike.
So now this beer is hitting the secondary market, which I don't usually care about because it's ridiculous to me.
You've never gone on and bought something from the secondary market?
Have not. As much ridiculous crap I've bought off of eBay, I will not buy this. But... I will not
buy exclusive beers that I really want. That's no way.
Nope.
But I'll buy some bullshit car part thing.
I'll buy a Fresno 1906 postcard for $7.
Oh. Well, what was it? Was it the Palm Avenue. Courthouse? Palm Avenue. Oh. Palm Avenue. Is it like trees?
It's all
like
palm trees and a dirt road with a Model T in the middle of the road. Palm Avenue, 1906.
Oh, you can't see it. It's not that Laval thing with the sign with the
welcome. No, it's just all up to. Okay. I'll send you a little text later.
All right. I probably see it.
You probably see it. Oh, you got them all?
No, I don't have any. I just like to say I do.
Yeah. Nice. So yeah, it's not a postcard or Fresno. It's not some what else stupid have I bought off of eBay?
Well, I used to buy action figures off eBay. Nice. I realized I had a problem and stopped cold turkey.
You remember the small bicycle license plates?
I'm gonna buy all these Greedos. Sorry. That was me.
He's the one you went to.
That was me 10 years ago. Nice. Like, God, this guy's got a huge lot of Greedos. Buy them all, honey. Please don't. Doing it.
Yep.
Place can't stop me. I'm a man. You're a man buying toys. Yep. I'm a man, honey. Buying 10 Greedos. 10 Greedo lot.
10 Greedo lot. Oh, yeah. Back when they used to call them lots.
$15. This guy doesn't know what he's got. Oh, really? Greedos are going to come back in a big way? Oh, yeah. Good investment, honey.
It's gonna make us rich.
Rich. These are mint condition.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nick.
So no, I like it. I feel where you're coming from. I still can't remember crap.
See, I messed you up.
It's usually like LED lights or
light bars.
Oh, light bars. I can make you a nice light bar.
Nice.
For $3.
$3.
With LEDs exclusive from China.
Nick. Do you have a store, eBay store, Nick?
No, I don't sell.
Oh.
I buy.
Yeah, I don't sell either. That's work.
That's a lot of work.
You got to package things, yeah. And then you got to go down.
And then you sell it, right? You're all excited. Like, oh, yeah, I sold it. Seller fees? What the fuck is this?
What? No.
$7.50 just came out of my total. No. What the hell?
I sold this for $15. I'm making $3.50.
Yeah, after you ship it, that's probably about right.
No, not worth it.
Not worth it. Oh, I did buy my Fresno Brewing Company sign off of eBay.
Oh, I have a collage picture in the main house there that it's all these pictures of Fresno Brewing Company
stuff
that's still sitting there, I guess, in that old building.
How is that not becoming a brewery yet?
Yeah, really. Has anyone ever looked at that building? There's the original craft brewer in Fresno is called Fresno Brewing Company in the old industrial district of Fresno. And it's the building still sits there today, unused, and like literally has stuff still in the building just sitting there from like the 1940s.
Yep.
I want to say. And apparently nobody's even inquired about doing something.
It's technically a museum.
Nice.
Because Fresno Tent Awning does own that building and they run their business, but they still leave that because it's the administration building for Fresno Brewing. It's not, they didn't actually do any brewing in that building.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they have a lot of crates and signs and stuff like that still
sitting around.
Yeah. Definitely a time capsule.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Probably, yeah. Probably William Saroyan probably walked around in there drinking, boozing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the actual brewery was a 6-story facility that was next door to it that was demolished for whatever stupid reason. So the oldest...
Conservatives.
The oldest standing brewery in Fresno is on Blackstone just south of McKinley. Used to be Yosemite Brewing. It's the Dugovic Thrift Building. It's a 3-story, gravity-fed, purpose-built brewery. If you Google it, there's very, very few details about it. But that's a purpose-built brewery. It was built in the late 30s after Prohibition.
Oh.
It was Yosemite Brewing, I believe.
Yosemite Brewing. It's just like south of McKinley?
Yeah. So most people know it. I mean, most recently it was Dugovic Thrift. And before that, I guess it used to be Herb Bauer.
All right.
And, but yeah, it's it's been repurposed, but supposedly if you pull up the flooring, you can still see the original drains and everything.
Oh,
it's still there.
There you go. A little Fresno history for you. All you non-Fresno people.
Yeah.
Whatever, bro.
I like it.
Okay. Oh, so I back forgot to turn the fridge mic on. Damn it.
So this beer on eBay is like $60 to $70.
Wow.
That's what I was getting at.
You could buy alcohol on eBay?
No. You could buy empty, I'm air quoting, empty cans for $60.
So they say empty cans, but we wink, wink, we know it's not empty?
Yes.
And that's how they get away with it, and eBay doesn't say anything?
I do not know. I have not done it, but that's how it's listed.
Wow.
And I'm like, $60. How much beer could I buy here for $60? Screw that. How much beer and sandwiches can I buy for $60 and have one hell of a Friday night?
Sandwiches.
Right. Like, is it that? It's an exclusive. Yeah. I like that. But is it that good?
I'm not saying Treehouse. I'm sure you're awesome because I know they listen. So thank you for being awesome and brewing great beer. But $60? No. I would give Treehouse $60.
Give me $60 worth of beer. I'm at Treehouse.
Uh-huh.
Here's $60. What do you got? But you're not going to get some Yahoo on eBay.
Yeah. I'm not going to give some Yahoo $48 for a beer.
Yeah. And he's probably that jerk that's like one of the first in line and just buys all the beer. Then guy number five in line's like, what the fuck? Sorry, we're all out.
Oh, so how is it? I don't know. Never had it.
Huh? Beer? Oh, I'm not. I don't drink beer. I'm an AA. Thanks, jerk. Ooh. Uh-oh. This may take a while.
Yeah.
Nick's got a corking cage bottle.
Somebody tell us a story while I...
Is that all the cool culture you got there, Nick? What else you got? Other things to talk about, because it's beer, crap beer, and it's fun.
What is your... I'm just making this up now. What's your summer go-to? Have you guys found it yet?
Summer go-to beer. Yeah,
Fourth of What's July is on the horizon.
What are you guys taking? What are you going to have at Fourth of July? We're going to be drinking all day, maybe depending on your party. Happy Fourth of July if you're listening here on Fourth of July. Since it's 4th of July week.
Woo, 4th of July week.
Woo.
Listen to some Frampton.
Like, when's your 4th of July start? Like, how early are you starting? Like, Matt, I'm going to assume it has to work.
I'm working all day.
Damn it. I think I'm going to be in La Selva Beach.
Now you're just bragging.
Drinking all day. There'll be a little horseshoe tournament they got there at the La Selva Park. They got a nice little tiny market, but they got craft beer in there.
I love gold.
So if you're Essence in La Selva on 4th of July, you can have a get it in that market there.
In the market?
Yeah, probably about 1 o'clock.
What's your aisle?
I'm thinking.
What aisle are you in, bro?
There's like only two aisles. There's the beer aisle, and then there's whatever else is in the other aisle.
So you're in that aisle. You're in the whatever else. The beer,
yeah, I'll go in the beer aisle. It's actually, they actually have a couple doors of stuff. It's a tiny, tiny little market, but they actually have some craft beer in there that's unique. And it's like, it's a 1 minute walk from my friend Aaron's place. So I do enjoy myself, even though it's expensive as hell, but as you would expect a place like that. But he's always like, don't go in there. He lives there. He's like, don't go in there. It's expensive. He's like, I can just walk there. You don't understand how fun this is to just walk right there.
And tourists.
There's two doors of craft beer in there.
$10 carrots.
Yeah, I don't care. It's fun.
$18 potatoes.
I'm having fun. What? Whoa, this is a beer donated to the show?
From Drax.
Whoa.
Oh, yes.
Loyal.
Now it's a party.
Our friends at Drake's Brewing, hashtag drink Drake's.
It's sweet. It's tart. It's A little boozy.
From Drake's Barrel House. Mm. This is our Barrel House Reserve Series represents the rarest small batch brews from our experimental and barrel aging programs.
Oh, crap. We could have made like $80 on this.
Yep. We could have made some aftermarket cash on this. Each release is hand bottled, numbered, and signed by the barrel master. These beers are available exclusively at Drake's Barrel House. I got an exclusive beer. Yes.
Yes.
Vin de Luc. Grenache Grape Sour Stout. And the barrels are Petite Sarah. Did I say that Sarah. Right, Matt? Petite Sarah.
It's like syrup, but without the P.
Fruity, venomous, dark chocolate. Venos.
This is nice.
Wow. It's you like beer. This, huh? This is bottle number 325 of 600.
Wrap.
Exclusive. Oh,
we're over the halfway mark. Never mind. Trash. Garbage. Take it back.
It just means they had all the kinks worked out by the time we got to this one.
That's right.
This would be an excellent breakfast beer.
I don't know that I've had. Have I had a sour stout? Has Liberty made sour stout that I've had?
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever seen anything dark from the Libertine.
Hmm. It's kind of fun.
I think the darkest... Wow,
it's easy to drink.
Yeah.
For this amount of percentages?
I like how they say it's hand-bottled, but it's obviously a printed label.
Drake's. It's just, called out.
It's a play on words. So it says hand bottled, numbered, and signed by the barrel master. But the label's printed. It's not hand signed. It has handwriting font.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining about it. And I think if somebody literally labeled.
Better if you complain.
If somebody labeled 600 bottles by hand, I think they'd be insane. So.
Oh, yeah? I don't know. I've seen Pete Rose go through signing a whole bunch of baseballs like that.
Nice. No, you have.
I did. He wasn't signing a whole bunch, but I saw Pete Rose.
There he is.
That's Pete Rose.
Pete Rose.
Hey, Pete. Bet you don't get into the Hall of Fame. Hey!
Did you tell him keep up the good work?
Keep up the good work, guy. Have you guys seen this Instagram TV yet? Have you watched any Instagram TV?
Nope. It's new. I don't like it.
Don't like it.
A little bit.
Anything Instagram should be, craft beer geeks should be aware of. Yeah. I don't know. They're saying like, oh, it's going to be a YouTube killer. I don't know. I don't know about that. What do you think, Matt?
It's completely different. It's not going to kill YouTube.
It's just like you're...
I don't think anybody knows how to use it yet.
It's actually a separate app. It took me a couple of days before somebody finally said, oh, there's an app. Like, nobody was saying anything. It was just like, I just seeing it on Instagram, like, okay, how do I do this? I was like, it's an actual separate app. You can just watch the Instagram TV stuff on.
But the videos are vertical, which is number one complaint. Mm-hmm. And two, I don't think there's a web portal, which I think... is what YouTube has a lot of interactions with. So
yeah, they're reliant, and right now it's like a lot of people that do YouTube stuff are just throwing their YouTube stuff onto that Instagram TV, and then it doesn't look right because, like
great.
Matt said, it's vertical, and on YouTube is horizontal or landscape, and you know Instagram is vertical. So if you don't make something specific to the Instagram TV, it doesn't look right. You're just throwing up your YouTube videos up there. So I don't know. It looks pretty, so far, sort of lame. I don't know if that it's going to catch on. It's certainly not going to kill off YouTube.
Says the guy that poorly poured a Luponic on Instagram TV.
Oh, poorly. Wow. Excellent. You know how hard it is to pour a beer and with one hand in your camera and one hand pouring a pour your beer? You can't do the tilt.
Yes, I do.
I could have made it happen.
You can't do the tilt. How can you do a perfect pour with one hand?
You pour it against the sidewall.
I try. Try. It doesn't
I tried with a crowler. That was kind of
interesting. Oh, crowlers are tough to pour regardless.
Yeah, so now I do one-handed with a phone in the other
hand. Want some foam? Hey, can I have some beer with that foam?
Foam.
Here's some foam. So I guess look out for Instagram. We have one story on Instagram TV. Or one thing. And Louie's gonna fix that. Louie is not appreciative of whatever's happening outside. So, Matt, how did that line go? The Midnight Lightning. We had a line, a beer release line locally.
It was a successful event. With it being so hot, people were in and out.
Just done.
We opened up at 10:30 and
p.m.?
A.m.
Oh, I thought it was a midnight thing.
Midnight the beer lightning. Is called Midnight.
What was there at midnight going there? Come on! Woo!
Can we get another power cord?
Woo! Where's the strip? I was promised a six port strip.
So we opened up at 10:30, and by 2 o'clock there was about 20 people in the beer garden. So they literally just came in, got their shit, had their flights, and took off.
It's all on eBay right now.
Yeah, all Midnight Lightning from Tagaskoy. Look for them on your eBay, local favorite eBay.
I wonder if that's store. True.
Nick's going to look that up.
I have the technology.
All right. I have a dilemma.
Okay.
I don't buy BioBear. Just don't do it. Not even situationally. I will occasionally, if somebody buys me a BioBear, situationally, I might go ahead and have it because what am I going to do at that point? I don't even buy it for
sever the friendship
for the producer. Yeah, I am no longer friends with you. I always buy craft beer, indie beer for the producer, even though she's indifferent towards the whole thing. You know, she's not a beer geek. She's just like, give me beer. So she sees. So there's Lagunitas is making like a hop sparkling hop drink.
Hop drink.
Yeah, hop water. Sparkling hop water beverage, alcohol beverage.
Uh-oh.
And it's got the hop, the pot stuff in it.
The CPD or
yeah. CBD. And so it's like this, and she likes the alcohol, sparkling alcohol things, whatever you want to call them. They're like sparkling water, but they're alcohol in it. And so she's like, oh, I want to try that. So should I just not buy? Should I just not buy that? I'm thinking, like, is it okay?
But it's for her.
Yeah, it's for her. I'm never gonna drink it, but it's my money,
mm-hmm.
or mm-hmm. It's our money.
Aww.
Our money. Should I? But should can I be using? All right, I'll rephrase it as a husband or wife. Do you and you're not? You will not buy. You'll not buy anything that's a buyout or big beer, but is it okay to buy it for your significant other if they don't care themselves? And they're just like, hey, I want this. Can't you stop and buy this for me? This is a dilemma as an indie beer person. Do you allow
that
something
in your
that's
house?
A buyout for somebody else because they want it?
It doesn't bug me.
I know it wouldn't bug Matt. I already know Matt's answer. I'm more asking. I'm gonna hear something in the voicemails next week about this. But
yes, the voices of reason have yet to call.
In general, I mean, I don't. I just don't. I know, but
take care of your wife.
But like, I'm right. Like, that's why I'm thinking, like, maybe I'm being too harsh on this and I should just go
and
ahead.
You're not drinking
buy it. Buy what she wants.
You're not drinking it. I know the money comes from the same pot.
Right.
So there's the dilemma. You're being seen buying. Mm-hmm. Like, if the paparazzi catch you.
Yeah. The beer geek paparazzi I mean, are outside.
End up in, like, TMZ or something.
You'll have the traditional Yeti walk where your arms are spread and in your backhand, the one that's swung backward is the Lagunitas.
There'll be a guy with the camera. Hey, man. Hey, what's that? Is that in a bit of beer? Hey. What is that? Oh, that's BioBeer. You guys, you just bought BioBeer? Get out of my face, bro.
But you bought it? Yeah. And it's a BioBeer? Oh, yeah. Technically, yeah.
Whatever, man.
And so now there's Lagunitas in your house.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it.
Heineken tainting Eatus. Your other beers.
I'm not doing it. I'm going to have
to. What if you bought a buyout fridge separate from your craft beer?
Buyout fridge. Go to buyout fridge.
Like, you know, sodas and that's for guests. And iced tea, things like that can go in that fridge.
Right.
Expired milk. I don't know. Bologna. What else?
Bologna.
I say you got to take care of your woman.
Wow. I trust Nick. Nick is a good independent, good voice in this. Because Matt's going to say buy it no, regardless.
Just buy it.
But it's buyout shit. You can't support that shit.
Whatever. The fact
technically
that
it's not beer, right?
The fact that it's sitting on a store shelf means that they already made their money.
Yeah. Don't try to turn this around, bro.
If they sold it to the distributor and the distributor sold it to the store, two entities of the three have already made their money.
Right, but I need to send a message to that store, like, I'm not going to buy that shit. So the next time, you know, he's like, hey, how'd that Heineken treat you? He's like, not well. Nobody bought it.
Right. But what if Mikey's that third guy that buys it? Now it's doing well.
Right.
Next week he goes in and, oh, there's not Modern Times is gone. But, and there's two more right, Lagunitas.
I'm selling Lagunitas like hotcakes.
So many layers to this, but it's the brewery you're worried about's already made their money if it's sitting on the shelf. Right. And they also have the power to take it off the shelf and put something else on the shelf.
But I'm empowering them more for the next time they come back.
Because now you got the store owner seeing the labels. He's like, oh, this sells.
Store owner doesn't give a crap. He's like,
well, he wants to
sells.
Make money too.
Right.
I'm not going to comment on this any further.
Boo. It's good. It's good that we have different opinions on this. Otherwise, it'd be boring.
Boring.
Might as well just have Louie fart in the microphone.
Yeah, really. Come on, guys. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? Blah, 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 blah. Hey, man. Voicemails. I got a large voicemail contingent of people on this show. You can do that two ways. You can email us. You can record something on your phone and email it to us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com, or you can call our voicemail line, the Dorktown Network voicemail line, 559-492-0542. We request that you keep it under 10 minutes. And the rule has been two a week. We're throwing around, if you're listening to the tailgate, we're throwing around the idea of having only one, because the voicemails tend to get the voicemail segment tends to get long now, which I appreciate our listeners being very involved in the show, and that's sort of the point of this show, is for everybody to be involved and to be into the show, and the voicemails are fun, but anything that goes on too long, even, you know. Anything too much of a good thing is not a good thing. Whatever they say.
We don't want people going home after their friend's band has already played.
Right. You're like, oh, I heard my friend's band in voicemail. And then they just stop listening.
Yep.
Well, you know, we want to keep it tweaked. So
we want everybody to enjoy.
We're just, that's
and stay it. For the whole show.
Stay for the whole show. Show.
Don't leave just because your voicemail's over.
I heard my voicemail. Not listen to the rest of the show now. Because, yeah, dude, we got to sell you on this the Patreon thing later, and we need you to stick around to hear that.
Stay tuned for important information.
Whole Patreon pitch, man. Can't miss out. So appreciate everyone calling and leaving us stuff. And let's get into it now. Our first email voicemail of the week.
Hey, guys. This is Paul from Houston.
All right.
Houston First of rep. All, I just wanted to say, Mikey, thanks for the heads up on that Pitch 25 place. I looked it up. It looks pretty awesome. I'm definitely going to be checking it out, and I'll report back to you guys and how it is. I was looking online. They describe themselves as Houston's premier soccer bar, so it would be a good place to go catch a couple World Cup games, so I think I'm going to go over there for that.
Nice.
Also, I have a bit of a situational beer challenge for you guys. Mm-hmm. So this past weekend, I went floating on the river,
nice.
Which basically means getting in an inflatable tube, floating down a river at approximately 1 mile per 5 hours. So you're just floating at this really slow pace. It's really relaxing. And you're, of course, allowed to bring beer. So curious what you guys would bring to float the river. What kind of beer? You got to think about, you're out in the sun. You're going to be out there for 5 hours. So you got to have something that's, you know, you're not going to get sick of, something that's not too heavy. So what I went with was a hoppy pilsner. I thought it worked out really well. Got it from a local brewery here called St. Arnold in Houston. Really thought it worked out as a good beer to have while floating. Had quite a few of them and, you know, didn't get sick of it. So just curious what you guys would choose for that situation. Anyway, guys, that's all I've got. So, guys...
Yes.
No.
All right. He's been legitimified.
Legitimified. Keep up the good work, guys. Good rafting beer.
Pale ale. Yeah. Actually, isn't River Buddy a pale ale?
He chose.
Kern River's River That's right. Buddy.
Kern River's River Buddy. Specifically referencing tubing down a river.
Tubing down the river.
Yeah, I would. My immediate thought was a pale, but a pale lager. Pale lager is a great choice.
Same vein, yeah. Probably enough to keep you interested, but light enough to not wear you out.
I already know Matt saying pale lager.
Yeah, summer vibes.
There it is, summer vibes. You got more of the summer vibes there, Tioga?
Yep.
Going to last you through 4th of July, maybe?
Yes.
All right. Survives. That's a good beer. It's an interesting beer. It's, it's not a typical beer. You're just like, yeah, beer, forget it. It's not forgettable. You'll remember that, Summer Vibes. It's very memory inducing. So you made a good choice. And I want to hear about that new Houston place. Pill lagers. Anyone else that wants to chime in about their
Tubing beer?
Tubing?
Never gone down the Kern.
Tubing?
Kern River. Never done it. Kings River, not Kern. Kings River.
Ah, yes.
Never done it. Big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
Use protection?
Nah.
Nah.
No luck.
Hi. For me. It's Janine.
Hi, Janine.
And What's Colin. Up?
Oh.
Damn it. That was just talking to Solo. Janine.
We're from Colorado, of course. And we
Colorado
just,
reps.
We're up here beer festivaling.
Nice.
We're beer festivaling.
It's not GAB.
In the boats.
What? They're in a boat?
Reds.
Red, white, and bruise,
whites
bro.
And
bruise.
Wait, and nobody drank the reds or the whites.
That's two ladies.
Yeah. Oh, no, I drank one red.
I drank one reds, too.
I think Colin, man, hanging out with
any white.
All and kinds our friend of Kevin's girls. Here, man. Too. Say hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Oh, there's another dude. Never mind. So,
the brews were amazing.
Sorry, Colin. I have something
bruise.
To tell you guys. So
Mikey, she's
you
dropped
brews
at the same time.
Brews!
Untapped. Go to your badge. Go to find the source. And then you can find out how many badges or how many breweries you've been to. So, by the way, out of the three of you, Mikey, you win. You've been to 50 breweries. And wow. I think Matt's been to, like, he's only at level 3, so that's like 15. And
I've only been to 15 breweries.
Know, it
that's shame. It.
And Nick has been to 20. He's only at level 4.
That's it. Oh.
So I've only been to 191.
Holy
so
shit.
Different breweries.
Damn it.
Suck it.
True.
I dropped the mic right there.
Don't challenge
Boom.
Me.
Boom. Mic drop.
She's so, like, but mic drop. I'm but it's an iPhone 8, so I'm not.
So I can't.
You know, that dude's got way more than me. Way more.
He's got clout.
Yeah, so we went to the Red, White, and Brews Festival.
Yes.
It's really cool. It's along the Yampa River.
Yep, on the Yampa Street.
That's not a real
on the Yampa
Yampa
River.
That's
not in a real the boat. Thing.
In the boat, otherwise known as Steamboat.
Out and about in the boat.
Uh-oh. Out. Yes, we were out and about in the boat.
Wait, we're not Canadian, we're Coloradoans.
there's Canadians around.
I think there was a couple Canadians.
You're around.
We're in the boot.
Rad Mike. Is the Rad Mike there?
I saw the jacket, so yes, sir. But we had fun.
Nobody cares about your comments, guy in the background.
To our place, and we went in the hot tub, and we got yelled at by the security guard.
The hot tub.
The hot tub. We were in the jacuzzi.
They're a great success.
We were in the jacuzzi.
Was it in the limousine?
Being
warned not to stay
and
after 10.
And it was 7 o'clock, and they're like, you're not going to stay up till midnight.
They could see it in their faces.
Whatever, we're not going to stay up.
The guy said 7 o'clock. Anyway, hey, you know this close as a 10, right?
Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, guys.
They've already got profiled because, like,
got a hot tub profiled.
They're going to be out here after 10. I could just tell.
Oh, I could see this gang.
I could see that
If they're still awake. Yeah. If they don't pass
I don't
want
to be fishing you out of here at 10:05.
Guys, I don't feel like fishing you guys out of here. So it's going to close at 10. You might as well get out now. But it's 7:05.
I know you're kind.
Just get out. I don't need to deal with this. I'm getting paid minimum wage to babysit people in the hot tub. So just get the hell out now. It's the only power I have. Just kick people out of hot tubs.
It's the Garage Boys pro tip of the week. Don't watch porn with your drinking buddies.
Yeah, man. It's just fucking weird and awkward.
Don't do that ever.
Yeah, just don't do it ever. That's something you do when you're like 19 and you're like, is this what we're supposed to do? I don't understand. And then you figure out that's not cool. And then that's it. So thanks, Garage Boys.
Thanks.
For that great beer tip. For everyone to remember as this one goes up.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm driving!
Woo-hoo!
Hey, it's Big Dog. Currently driving well.
Buffalo
sitting in traffic
rep.
In the whale's vagina. Yep, I definitely don't miss
San
SoCal
Diego?
Traffic too much. But I'm here. I'm in the town. Headed down to Fall Brewing, down the 805 South, and it's kind of the end of the day, so I'm stuck in the traffic. Oh, well. Hey, I sent you an email last week with a message, but thought I sent it. Turns out it was just in my draft folder, and I apparently don't know
yes,
how
it
email
wasn't
works,
my
so
fault.
Trying it again here. I had called to talk about sending yeast samples. I've been passing yeast samples back and forth for about 15 years, so the two best ways I've come down to doing it lately, first I got a FedEx account, a FedEx online account. Yeah, you're able to fill out all the paperwork online, you enter where it's got to go, you print out the little barcode sheet and slap it on your package at home. Then all you got to do is drop it off at a FedEx spot. Some of the FedEx office places might get a little nosy asking you what's in the box. I usually drop my stuff off at the main FedEx place out by the airport. They're just glad that they don't have to interact with you. All they got to do is scan it. They never ask what's in the box. Second way of doing things, sometimes if I'm doing a small 4 or 5 cans of something, I'll go through the post office and use the priority mail. You can go into any of those post offices. They've got those priority mail boxes there, a medium box will hold 4 or 5 cans, pint-sized cans. You can print out your postage right there on the little automated mail kiosk where you can get your stamps and stuff. Do your postage, seal up your box, drop it down the chute. Nobody asks any question, nobody knows, no hassles. So that's just the two best ways I've found of getting that yeast where it needs to go. Anyways, the reason I'm in San Diego is my boy Stuart got married over the weekend. So cheers to Stuart and Felicia on the way to the start of their marriage. It was a great time. Had a wedding on the beach. Had a lot of beer afterwards. Fun. Getting out and getting some more fun beers in while I'm here. I've been to Thorn Street, went to Alesmith and Pure Project, Carl Strauss, Alesmith again, Society, been to Tornado, O'Brien's, where else? I went to Longship Brewing, that was a new one, went to Roulure Brewing, went to Pizza Port. Been trying to get my fill in while I'm out here. As I said, right now I'm headed down to Fall Brewing to get some tasty beverages down there. Trying to get them on. Oh, at Alesmith, the new Tony Gwynn Jr. Session IPA was killer. It's like a 4.3% super crushable, piney Session IPA. That's highly recommended if anybody is down in the San Diegos. You might want to check that one out. But that's it. Just wanted to say hey and let you know about the yeast thing. And cheers to everybody. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, big dog. Except Pedro, our buffalo rep. He's driving.
Early cheers out to the Sloans. Congrats.
The Sloans. Great couple. Great beer couple. Stut. We used to have, way back in the day, we used to have Stut on the show. Mm-hmm. Before we even interacted with XL Pedro. And then Stuart just, then we just didn't hear from Stut anymore, and then it was XL Pedro. Then it's history.
That's how it goes.
A little history for you guys. A little show history. Always entertaining, isn't it? And we're still in the email section of the voicemails.
What's up, Perfect Pour? This is John in Long Beach.
Long Beach, John. Long Beach rep, John.
I'm driving and digitally recording. So it's probably not quite as crystal clear as some of your other email voicemails, but nonetheless, just wanted to check in with you. A couple things. One, I feel like as your Long Beach rep, I dropped the ball and I've never put out my social media handle.
Thank
which
you.
Is Fire Dog Brewing, pretty much just on Instagram.
That's Fire Dog.
So, yeah, anybody out there that needs some information on what's happening in Long Beach, shoot me a DM and we can get to chat. Quick little update, though, on what's happening in Long Beach. There's a lot of breweries seeming to be coming out here real soon. There's one that opened early in May called Liberation in Bixby Knowles. They're cool little brewery, just getting their feet under them. But there's a few others in the works. There's one called Trademark Brewing that's under construction. They're pretty deep into Long Beach and probably end of summer. And another one called Ambitious Ales. They're in Bixby Knowles as well. They're probably same thing, end of summer, fall, something like that. And then there's one called Steady Brew Beer Company. Steady Brew. They're having a soft open this weekend here in Long Beach. So, yeah, there's a lot more going on than just, your Beechwood, even though they kind of rule the roost. So, that's kind of the update on what's happening here. And also, just putting out a little word here, I don't recall if there's a Seattle rep or a Washington State rep, but I'm going to be in Seattle in about a month. And I'm looking for some recommendations on where I should go. Don't really know the beer scene there quite as well as, say, Portland. So, but I know there's a lot of good stuff going on. So just anybody out there that's got the information, call in. Let us all know. And, I guess other than that, keep up the good work, guys.
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 We have Matt in Tacoma.
Keep up the good work. Washington.
Yeah, I think it's Matt in Tacoma, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's
about it.
That's our representation up there.
Yes, that's correct.
Do we have a social media handle? Thank you, John, for know that you're Fire Dog Brewing, because I know Fire Dog Brewing from social media, but I never connected that. And when I think it was one day I was going to put John's on the rep page, and I didn't know his social media, so I had to just pass it up. But PerfectPortPod.com/reps. I still got to build the page. I haven't been able to do anything for the past week because I was trying to actually do a writing. I had a writing client, and that's been paying me nothing to do a writing gig that's been taking up all my writing time. So, and next week I'll be back. So I'll start getting more updates to the rep page. And if you're like, what the hell are the reps? Reps are people that live in an area that listen to the Perfect Pour and that are willing to sort of be our liaison in that area and guide a listener in their town, their area.
Whenever they're vacationing.
Right.
Or so business traveling.
These are the best places to go, bro. And a fellow Perfect Pour listener can guide you to the best places to be at. Maybe even have a get it with you if you're that social. If you're like this guy.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? I'm driving.
That's Scotty Beefs, present rep.
Hey, I'm planning a trip to go to the San Diego area.
I've heard of
it. See, I'm taking my dad down to visit his cousin. And while we're there, whenever we go to visit his cousin, we always go to Stone. But we went to the old Stone many times, the Escondido one. I'm not going to that one again. Now, I want to go to the Liberty Station one instead because I haven't been there yet. And I want to go to one and only one additional brewery. Stone is just for nostalgic purposes. I don't really expect for them to make me go wowzers in my trousers. but I want to go to just one other San Diego brewery. And I've kind of narrowed it down. I'm thinking either Abnormal or Resident. Nobody else down there really excites me all that much, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Should I go somewhere else? Somebody besides Abnormal or Resident? Or which do you prefer between Abnormal and Resident? That's what I want to know. I'm not going until the beginning of August, but I'm planning. I'm making plans. And don't worry, guys, you can count on me to abide by the under 3 minute rule, even when I leave an email voicemail.
Good job, Scotty.
And you know why? Because I'm so very kind, I'm caring, and all that crap. Well, anyway, keep up the great work, and I'm driving!
So Scotty B is going to go to the Stone Liberty Station, and then he has room for one more. What should be his one more?
Society.
I agree with that. If he's never been to Modern Times, I would say Modern Times.
Mm. Pure.
Pure. Ooh, that's too good hazy. As well.
Nick's all too hazy.
We've had Abnormal before.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had, what was the other one? Responsible.
Yeah. Yeah. And we haven't. The one you're thinking of, I agree with. Yeah. Resident?
Resident.
Yeah. I don't think we've had Responsible. A Resident beer. So.
Resident Alien Invasion? That's a band. It's a Fresno band.
That's a local band. They play music. They're a band. They do stuff with music instruments, and they record it. And they're like, hey, let us play at the beer garden. Matt's like, nope, not having it.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Uh-oh. Ooh.
I'm driving.
Got a B again.
So this is counting as my second
right.
voicemail, okay. even okay. though it's being sent the same email. I'm planning on attaching it to the same email. So this is still two voicemails, it's a but
separate
it's
email.
In the same email, okay? You get it? Okay, good. So anyway, I wanted to revise something I said. I didn't mean to say anything negative or disparaging about San Diego breweries.
Oh, dude, you called the whole shitstorm.
Of great breweries. They really do.
Nope, they all suck.
It's just right now what I'm excited now, about.
There's like one or two.
Is the hazy, juicy New England IPAs.
Oh, well, then Matt
Most
nailed
of the
it.
Ones that I have personally encountered and loved have come
so
from.
So you're a purist.
Area, apparently Nevada, Revision, Monterey, Alvarado Street. Bay Area field work. I just haven't had
keep up the field
much,
work, guys.
exciting, juicy IPAs. from the San Diego area. I mean, I've had a few.
Burgeon.
Oh, Burgeon.
Yeah. Not as many and not as, you know, as ba-bam as some other areas. So I'm limited on time. So that's why I'm going to Stone Liberty Station. That's mainly for lunch with my dad and my dad's cousin. And that's pretty much what that is. And then I have to choose just one brewery. Mm-hmm. After that, I want them to bring the jakes. So that's what I'm thinking. Abnormal,
yeah.
Or Resident, or you guys know of a, you or any of the listeners know of another San Diego brewery that can bring the jakes in my mouth, then let me know. I'm not going till August, so there's plenty of time. Some back and forth.
Lots of time.
All that stuff.
The whole summer, we're going to be talking about this.
So, yeah, I just wanted to advise that. I love San Diego.
What juice should Scotty B get?
What's the juice?
Awesome. What's the juice for Scotty B?
Keep up the great work.
All right.
And I'm driving.
Scotty B, thank you.
WTJ, what's the juice?
Yeah, what's the Scotty B juice? That was a final email, voicemail. We have a actual standard email, which you can do that. It's fine. I think this was a Mariano Santagello. It's a Thrillist article about, it says, I think this answers the question of what beer is Ron Swanson drinking? Remember, had that picture of Ron Swanson.
The ambiguous label.
And we could not figure out what it was. Mm-hmm. Our theory was that the production department made their own label to put it on because it was just so difficult to figure out.
Yeah, and avoided any copyright issues.
And this is an article by The Thrillist, who does occasional beer articles, writer Shannon Carlin. And apparently it's how Heisler became TV's most popular fake beer. Apparently this has been seen on Brooklyn 99, Stranger Things, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, True Detective, and Dear White People, My Name is Earl. It's the Bud Light of fake beers. It's I'm just trying to skim through this to get to the stuff. Never heard it. Makers of Heisler don't mind can bash their beer over someone's head for all they care. They make breakaway bottles of Heisler for that very reason. You can do, that's the thing. You can do anything with Heisler, and that's part of the joy of it. So I'm trying to get where this Heisler is from. I'm probably like missing something on it here, but it's apparently it's this Heisler beer.
It's fictitious, isn't it?
Didn't I guess
say
so.
At the beginning?
Maybe it is just a fictitious beer that like everybody uses in Hollywood.
Damn it. We've been fooled.
Yeah, TV's fake beer, earning itself the nickname the Bud Light of. So, damn, we thought it was a real beer, and yes, it turns out it was a fake beer.
Well, when your brother works for a craft brewery, you think they'd want to represent that somehow. Sneak one in.
Yeah. Oh, his brother does?
Yeah, Nick Offerman's brother.
Nick Offerman's brother works for what brewery? Yes.
The Place.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I always enjoy their beer.
It's a good name for a brewery.
The Place.
Matt Offerman.
Matt Offerman. Good old Matt Offerman. You guys doing all right?
Yeah, we're just...
Let's get into the traditional voicemails. We got some of those.
Hey, Perfect Four Pod. This is Dwayne from Oklahoma, the newly appointed rep.
Yes.
Dwayne, let me clarify something first.
I need your social media, Dwayne.
I will be the rep for Oklahoma for the western part of the state. Somebody else can have the eastern part of the state with the hipsters and the hillbillies out
Get
of
that
Tulsa.
Neck, western.
So let's make that clear right now.
Hipsters and hillbillies. Why is that not a band?
I'm drinking a wonderful, clear IPA.
Yes.
No cloudy business here. Wonderful West Coast from Rough Tail Brewing. Just wanted to check in after I heard about the Dust Bowl coming into the state, which I had no idea of until you mentioned it. So
yes,
thank
we
you
did
so
something.
Much. Going to be checking in
Breaking
more
news.
And more frequently as I hit more breweries and introduce y'all to the ever-growing craft beer scene in Oklahoma, which, thank God, starting in October, we finally start to get buying cold beer out of the liquor stores.
Wow.
What? So you couldn't do that?
Just wanted to say hi, drop a line, talk to you later, and keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's, cheers. That is interesting as hell to me.
Buy cold beer?
You couldn't.
That was a golf clap for that fellow.
But oh, okay.
I have not heard of all the weird, you know, local state laws that pop up here and then.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've heard of not being able to refrigerate beer. Is that what the rule used to be? You couldn't keep beer cold? I guess the
cold?
I guess the point of that being
you won't want to drink it right away.
Yeah, you have to. You'll end up sobering up by the time the beer gets cold. That's the only reason I would think of why that would be. You're like, well, if you can go ahead and buy that beer, but you're not gonna. It's like buying a gun that, and you're all pissed off, and you're like, whoa, 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 bro, can't buy a gun right now. You're pissed off.
Yeah.
Take this gun home, chill out, then you can use it.
Yeah. We'll ship you the bullets.
We'll ship you. Yeah, you can take the gun home. We'll ship you the bullets, Amazon, a couple days.
Yeah. So now the question is, do they cold transfer the beer?
Cold transferred. I don't know. It's good.
Because, you know, how fresh and cold could it be if it's not? What if it's just warm going to the liquor store? What's that going to do?
My beer was warm, we had a request for this. Hadn't heard this in a while.
Oh, did we?
You're listening to The Perfect Boar on the Dorktown Podcast Network.
This is a classic from
Paul from Fairfax. It's called Cold Transfer, and here on The Perfect Boar, episode 257. Cold Transfer.
Ooh, Freak Mac song.
Oh.
Fridge mic song. Fridge mic song. And this is Mikey returning from the beer fridge.
I did it, guys.
You quite a bit of noise over there, sir.
The beer fridge.
Look at that. Perfect timing. Return just as cold transfer is finished.
Just as the cold transfer is finished. Hopefully I turned down the right mic here.
Check. We don't need him at the rest of the show, right? Yeah. He's done.
So, beginning October 1st, passing of the state question 792. Here are the few of the changes. Liquor stores will be able to sell refrigerated beer and wine. Grocery stores and gas stations will not be allowed to sell liquor. Hmm. Grocery stores and gas stations will be able to sell chilled beer stronger than 3.2% alcohol by volume. And many 3.2 alcohol products eventually will be restocked with the company's standard strength products.
Wow.
And wine and spirit stores will be able to sell items other than alcohol as long as those sales do not exceed 20% of monthly sales.
Wow. Man, Oklahoma, you really got to make things hard.
Well, I guess there's more to it. Wine and liquor stores will be able to refrigerate their beers. Okay. Beer and grocery stores and convenience stores can be up to 8.99% alcohol by volume, and wine can be up to 15%. Liquor stores will be able to sell beer greater than 8.99% alcohol by volume, wine greater than 15%. Those are all the random things.
Wow.
If all those make sense to you.
That was some messed up stuff, Oklahoma. That's all I'm saying. Did you get that 16-ounce can?
I love gold.
This is donated to the show by the Golden Gods of the Perfect Pour. I bought this with Golden God money. I just walk around with Gold God money in my pocket all the time, just like waiting for random things to happen. This is a McKellar San Diego. I bought this as a total label beer name by Don Graper.
Yes.
Don Draper from Madman is Don Graper.
Looking out for.
Oh, this was a looking out for you for you?
Oh, I love a good Madman reference.
It's a IPA brewed with Relsing grape juice. And sorry, Nick, I can't believe you're looking out for this as a New England.
Well, just because of label buy.
Label buy, bro.
The Riesling grapes sounds interesting.
It's going around the table from left to right of your podcast.
I'm just trying to cold transfer my soul, right?
All right. Do it. We're gonna think about this beer and listen to this voicemail.
Can you hear me better now?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from Verizon. I think it was all crappy because I was in Montana. But now I'm back on the East Coast in North Carolina. Raleigh, what up? Yeah.
The triangle, Raleigh. Bro.
You have good stuff out here. Like,
it's called.
I know.
I went to Crank Farm Brewing Company. Really cool spot.
Uh-oh.
All like cleaned out. They have cranks that you can turn, and it makes all the stuff on the ceiling move around.
Yes.
Ooh,
beer was
that's
good.
Fun.
I had a.
That sounds what did fun.
I have? I had a rye IPA. Mwah. Quality. Delicious. But anyway, let's get back to my voicemail from last week.
Yeah.
Basically, what I was saying was, we all know what happened to your beer. The Cali reps, they got a little nervous. They were like, ooh, if we allow D-Lang to play, we might lose. And that's not good because, like, our plan worked perfectly. We caught the Florida reps off guard. Hop Libations is at a Christian retreat. Lumber Jose is traveling and can't have access to beer. I literally had to leave the secure area to go get beer in Cincinnati and then go back to security. So I
had to go back through your beer checkpoint.
For the secondary pat down that I got. I wasn't expecting that day, but you know, everybody like getting felt up in the airport. You know what I mean? So,
oh yeah,
it's a watch or two. You got me felt up twice. I got you.
Ooh,
I got you. Moving on back to the point.
That's some dedication,
if he
man.
Count and counted, he would have checked in all his beers, which he had access to. And I'm gonna say we might have won, but luckily Chu came to his senses and said, "You know what? It was a trial run. I got it." So look out for the future Perfect Pour Untapped Beer Rep.
We gotta find a better name for that,
and then maybe it'll be all right. But I mean,
what a rip off!
Like a call in and
rip off,
like
rip
WWF
off.
Music in the background and stuff. But you know what? Nah, we don't need all that. Florida Reps, we out here in the swamp, getting it, getting it.
Swamp.
I want a major thanks to Hoppy Libations. Grand Poop Rob Florida Steve, what? Killing it all day, every day. And you know, for what it is, you know, I talked a lot of junk. It was all in good fun, and I, you know, I can say that the Perfect Pour family, we may have our rivalry, but we always stay strong together. And anywhere I am, I always know that if there's a Perfect Pour listener nearby, I can count on them to link up and have a kid.
Yes.
Keep up the great work, guys.
Bye. I think it should be rep off. Just REP OFF.
Yeah.
Like you just
what a rip-off.
Like you said, Nick. Because this whole Untapped Barrel, it's just too confusing to rep off. And you guys had a spring training rip off. So you guys had a great spring training rep off, the Florida reps versus the SoCal reps, three of the SoCal reps, and it was fun and it was great. So now it's just rep off, and I saw that they're developing more rules or fine tuning them.
Yes,
and it sounds like you won't have to be a rep off. It'll just be like three. It'll just be like pods, like three people.
So we just created a softball league.
Yeah. Three people versus three people. So it'll just be like.
Right. I like bowling teams better. Let's go with bowling teams.
Bowling teams. So the reps, and it'll be a rep off. Even if maybe you aren't an official rep off, you can, you know, you can know. Yeah, everyone gets the name is escaping. When you get somebody that's a ringer.
A proxy?
Yeah. You have a ringer. You bring a ringer in.
Ah.
Maybe isn't quite a rep, but is a listener of the show. I mean, yeah. You got to be a listener.
You know, someone might be on vacation.
Or, you got to be on Untapped and a listener of the show at the very least. So I'm just saying rep. It's not my thing. This is choosing. I'm trying to stay. We're trying to stay out as much as we can because it work. It starts getting to be work.
Or neutral. Sweden.
That's why she was asking for help. I'm like, I can't. My mind can't wrap my head around more work right now. But I'm glad I enjoy the listeners going off on their own tangents and doing stuff, and yes, we'll promote it and support it as much as we can. I'm just saying the name needs to be simpler and more succinct, and rep off works.
Hey guys, single cam, just calling in. It's been a few weeks.
Apparently it'll be a few more.
Well, single cam, that was a great call.
I think he was under the car wrenching when he called and it lost signal.
It really helped us because we're moving along. I appreciate it. Soon, Cam, call back and leave us that for next week's show, for our post 4th of July show.
Just forgot to mention. Uh-oh,
choosing a manhole. Why are you in the manhole, Chu?
Why in the manhole?
Chu, get out of the manhole!
Well, we were having.
I gotta make a call down here, eh?
He's at IHOB.
What it is, I hit a perfect pour button or sticker, and the background is it. So in the comments it said, "If you find the perfect pour Easter egg, I'll send you out a gift." Eh? So I was wearing a Tyler Sequoia hat, and for some reason everyone thought that was the Easter egg.
Made it confusing.
Good on what he does, right? So at the end, we had a winner. The winner was Jay Crossweight. I don't know how you say your name, but I'm just gonna call you Hop Hunter, right?
Yeah, so you're going
to end up finding it. So I sent him out a prize, right? So you know, just you gotta follow me on the tap, people. If you wanna win some beers?
Chew your beer.
Like a new social media, like a fart place. Hey, it's hard to be negative.
A fart place?
The only way you can be negative is if you're drinking big beers. Hey?
Yeah.
Just a quick thing on some beers that I've just recently had.
I saw somebody chicken at Budweiser and gave it 5 stars the other day. Nice. I was like, no. No.
Bright yellow. I forgot the name of a brewery. I think it's Omnimo or something like that. I'm not sure who. But amazing beers. Also had I think it's called So Dope or So, yeah, So Dope, So Cool or something like that by Arrow Lodge. Amazing hazy IPA. I had to give it 5 stars. It was so good that I went back and bought 2 or 4 packs. Just crushable. It's a double IPA. It's coming at double IPA.
Crusher.
Easy as fuck, eh?
It's a crusher.
What else did I have? I had a fog beer that I found at the bottle shop. It was fog and fuel works. It was a collabo. It was called, it was like a farmhouse IPA in a can. It was freaking delicious. I was doing a little gardening home, you know, taking care of my little marijuana plants. You see, it was perfect. Early morning, 11 a.m. Before the sun started to burn the shit out of me, it was crisp and clean. Had a little horse blanket, but it was still an IPA. Amazing fucking beer. Eh? Another beer that I can't remember, but it's like I want to go back home. I'm not mine. Surfstop SA. Limited edition.
Limited.
Pale ale.
Exclusive.
That shit is bomb. I'll drink it. I think I've had it.
Oh, he got cut off. 3 minutes. Sorry, Chew. You went too long, bruh.
He'll
3 minute mark. No, he doesn't call back.
What?
Thank you, Chew, for calling in, though.
That's amazing.
Chew your beer. Surf stop. That's a Reco. Chew your beer, Reco, right there. Make sure you're following him. That would
be a good floating beer.
Untapped. Yeah. Chew your beer.
Good floater.
Hey, Improvement Pour, a.k.a. Joanne.
Joanne!
Here. I just wanted to say first, thank you so much to Chew for, even though I didn't win, he still sent me some beers, a Beechwood and a Belkin Beaver, the Deftones collaboration, which was awesome because I heard about it on another beer podcast and
what? There's the other ones?
Try it. Of course, didn't think I ever would. And then that was in the package, so that was so amazing. Thank you so much, Chew. And also for the Tioga stuff and the other stuff, too. That was really awesome. Thank you so much, Chew. Speaking of Tioga, though, I was at my local brewery. Actually, I just left Vanish Valley. Right in Ludlow, and I'm in line for beer, and I look over at a car, and a car there had a Tioga Sequoia sticker on it. I was like, well, whose car is this? I never found out, but I thought that was really sweet. Another thing I want to say, thanks to Janine, too. My first beer trade with Colin and Janine, which is pretty sweet. That was awesome. I think that's pretty much it. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Wait, was she in Florida and she saw Tiger Man? No,
she's in Mass.
Oh, she's... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Massachusetts.
Right. Still, that's even crazier.
Consulting the booklet.
I lost it. Matt saw a Tioga Sequoia sticker on a car in Massachusetts. Chuchis.
Yes, a.k.a. Joanne. Massachusetts. Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's crazy. Is that the farthest you've ever heard of a Tioga Sequoia sticker? Nope. Matt. Oh, you heard father? Farter?
I've
The Mudger and the Fodder?
I've heard of stickers making places, but I mean we get emails all the time. I'm from Czech Republic. Please send beer labels and stickers. Send I collect.
I am collector. Nice.
But boys. No, we've sent stickers all over the place. If you send us a self-dressed envelope, we will send you swag, you know.
Us too. Flat, I'm behind on our sending swag. Out, but we'll do it.
What do we need? I'll do it.
I have two waiting on my desk here.
I'm going to the post tomorrow.
Oh, the post of the post. Office. And,
Paper Report, a.k.a. Joanne again.
Hi, Joanne.
I just wanted to... tell you guys a little story. This past weekend,
I was visiting
some friends in Connecticut. So I tried to go down to a couple liquor stores to see if I could pick up some of their local Connecticut stuff that we don't get in Massachusetts.
Drink local.
So I went to this little corner store, liquor store, and I see a few cans of some, I think it was some Chicago beer that I had never seen before. I mean, I was looking for Connecticut, but, I mean, anything that we don't get in Mass, you know, I would have grabbed. So I'm looking at it. I'm like, this looks good. And then I look at the canning date and it's from March 2015.
Wow.
Oh. 2015.
So you got it, right?
I couldn't believe it.
It's vintage.
I was like, I'm out of here. Yeah. I immediately left the store. It was crazy.
You know what?
Anyway, that's the story.
What's with her?
Bye.
Oh, man.
What happened to
the awkward moment when you have to leave the liquor store with nothing in your hand and pretend you're not stealing anything.
You have beer that's three years old. See you later.
See ya. Bye.
You're trying to sell.
Oh, man. I hate leaving liquor stores without anything in my hand. It's like,
difficult. Yeah, like, why did you walk in here, bud?
Yeah.
Our final voicemail. Thanks, Joab. Our final voicemail of the week comes from this person.
Hi, guys. Uh-oh. Hey, guys. Ciao. Cheers.
It's Tony Bags here.
We're
having a little get it over here at our friend's house.
It's the beer popa, drinking in
the beer popa.
The Vatican.
This is big time.
The Vatican.
Hope you guys had a good time with all the new treats that just came out at Tioga Sequoia. Matt, I'm sure you're well over it and ready to move on to the next. And
yep,
hope next to see beer. You guys all soon. And keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Oh, the famous Central Coaster raps. Tony Bags with a Z and the Beer Pope.
I like that he calls his drinking place the Vatican.
Oh, when he checks in, it's the Vatican. Well done. Well done.
They go to church all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Take me.
Is Tony Bags in town? Coming to town? Is that what he inferring?
He said he was going to come to town for something.
He wasn't there for midnight release?
No.
Wow.
Oh, boo. You missed a beer event in Fresno, Tony Bags.
It's primarily funerals and weddings.
How's he going to secondary market?
There you go. I left you stickers. And I even found a couple of buttons.
Matt found some hidden stickers in his bag.
That way you can send things out.
Who wanted a button? I think Tony Bags wanted a button.
You can save that for looking Tony Bags.
Oh, I have more.
Looking out for beers. Oh, good. Looking out for beers. Thanks, everybody, for all those voicemails and all that show content. We appreciate it. We love hearing from the listeners. And now it's time to look out for some beers, beer releases to look out for. Matt, what are you looking out for?
So a beer that's on at Goldstein's I'm going to try to get next time I'm there. Maybe it'll still be there. Honk if you're hazy. From Morgan Territory.
Yes, Mike, we know. No, we get it. We get it. That's enough. No. We get it. We know.
So there you go. Honk if you're hazy.
See, hazy beer has all the names.
Yes, I know.
I got all the cool names.
This makes me sad. Hey, that looks like a cool bath.
Come on, you gotta start. Stout's got to start getting their up in their name game.
All right. I will start a stout advisory board.
Once somebody said stout it out loud, it was over.
It was over. Well, that's the only good pun.
What else are we going to do? Yeah. Somebody got stouted out loud already.
Nothing rhymes with stout.
That's all you're looking out for, Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Not greedy.
That's right.
Nick,
keep
what
it
are you
tight.
Looking out for?
Stout it all out.
Tweet.
These are the things
that you stout about.
I cannot deal with that.
That's the whole label. Stout it all out.
This is the entire song.
Just all the song lyrics.
I'd like to have a
check
stout,
that in
stout.
On Untapped.
You must say the full name.
Sir, you must say the full name.
A stout, let it all out.
You must sing it.
Keep going.
You have to sing it, sir.
There's more words.
I don't hear singing. You're just stating it. These are the things I can do without. Come on.
There's a keytar in the corner if you need an accompaniment.
Ding, 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 ding. What are you looking out for, Nick? Jesus.
Stout it all out.
Don't make me tangent. It's not a tangent. But
it's not?
No.
What do we need to be a fool on tangent?
Something unrelated.
Let's see. Damn it, what if my brain go blank as soon as I need it?
Come on, brain.
We'll just get to business then.
Get down to business.
6 Point. Heard of them?
Ooh, I've heard of them.
Yep.
New York brewer. Now you can find them in Fresno and California.
Yes. Well, hopefully the Citrus Jammer is hanging around. You're thinking, whatever like style could that be? It's a Goza.
Oh, never mind.
Yes.
You can find it.
Take that haze craze.
That can be your 4th of July beer.
Nice and clear. I think it will be if I could find it. Get some Gozas working. They break up the day nicely.
River beer? Goza river beer?
I'm thinking first step in the pool kind of beer.
Sitting on the full steps beer?
Yeah.
I like that. I do a lot of that.
Kind of a sinker, so I don't really float very good.
Well, you're not invited to my pool then. We only like floaters.
That's right.
That's it? That's all you're looking out for?
That's all I'm looking out for.
Keeping it tight. Pizza Port.
Yes.
They did a collab
Okay.
With Stone Brewing, San Diego friends. It's called BFF, Best Friends Forever. It's a limited edition.
Uh-oh.
They say it. It's a limited edition.
So now we have to have it.
San Diego Pale in 16-ounce cans. It's 6.2 pale. Sounds great to me. You're going to have Pizzaport and Stone making a BFF collab. I want it. El Segundo Brewing, Los Angeles's El Segundo's El Segundo Brewing.
Yes. Southern California.
It's their Cerveza Fresca series, I believe.
Uh-oh.
The Guava Juicy.
What?
Juice, guava made with guava juice. But real it's a guava cerveza? Juice. It says, no, Cerveza Fresca.
Uh-huh. Oh, so they're not meaning Mexican lager.
No, I think that's just like the series name.
Oh, okay.
So I'm looking out for that.
Hazy lager.
Yeah.
There's a style.
There you go. And the hop concept, it collabed with Alpine Beer Company. I guess this is okay.
The real Alpine beer?
It's called THC plus ABC. It's a West Coast IPA. So I think it's okay. If Bind and Vine has it, then I think it's okay to buy. Because I think he's pretty good about...
You think
about,
they regulate?
Yeah. About, it must be independent beer. So I mean, and which Alpine... or Green Flash is still independent beer. And Alpine, it's a whole thing. I don't know. Don't worry about it right now. Worry about it later.
Right.
Man, those are some of the beers to look out for. Keep on the lookout, man. Always new beer. It's all we care about. New beer.
New beer.
Well, I mean, what else is there? Is there anything?
Staple beer? You could go support the beer you like a lot.
Oh, jeez. Boring.
Boring.
This is a time where we open up our untapped apps and see if we remember to check anything in.
Yay.
In the past week where we are drinking, Matt, what the hell have you been drinking? Bearded Brewer 87 on untapped.
So on Sunday, a friend of mine came into town and I knew it was going to involve a lot of day drinking. So there's this thing called Bolt Bus. And so it's like less than $20. You can get a ride from like 3 hours away. You could go to Oakland, to Fresno, Fresno to LA, and a few other stops. And, but they drop you off on the Carl's Jr. on Shaw 99.
Nice.
So I knew he was being picked up. So I was like, hey man, you should swing by and get me. I'm on that side of town.
You should not stay there very long.
Yeah. And let's go have lunch and whatnot. So it turned out being very...
There's an In-N-Out across the street.
So
it's the In-N-Out?
It's by Underground Gardens.
So with my friend being in his late 20s and myself being 30, his parents picked up both of us.
Aww.
And took us to lunch.
Dropped you off at the mall.
Mom and Dad.
Food court. The Fulton Mall, yeah.
Drop us off down here, Dad. Yeah. But I could take you right up to there. No, just drop us off right here.
They're like, we know why we picked you guys up, because you guys want to drink beer. And we're like, yeah, that's actually why. So
yes.
We're old.
Yeah.
We're old. And, we like free rides.
Yeah. So we went down to Chicken Shack, which was...
Ooh, the brand new Chicken Shack.
They were only open 4 days, and I'd already been there for three.
So, downtown on Fulton Street's Chicken Shack.
So I had a Fulton Street IPA from there, and then we followed.
Was it as fresh as the Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes. And I followed that up with, we went to Goldstein's after that. I followed that up with a Southgate IPA.
Did you see Rad Stacy?
She was out of town for a wedding that I
no taco party.
I didn't go to. Oops. Sorry, oops. Scotty. And
no taco party.
We ended up at Detention Billards after that, and I had a Sierra Nevada Pale. After that, amount of day drinking. I walked up to Spokeasy.
That's a good walk from
it was
there.
It was a hot ass day. Luckily, the chair underneath the air conditioner was open. I think that was the only thing that saved me.
Spokeasy has a specific chair that's underneath the AC.
They call it the Arctic chair.
Oh, and that was actually open.
Yeah, it was just dumping cold AC on me. And I was like, I'm okay.
That
I was
AC. Like,
I could sit here all summer. But they tapped a very, 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 very good AleSmith beer called Junior. It was a 4.3% session IPA.
Henry Jones Jr.
And it was really good. So good that when I went back on Tuesday, I had another one.
Nice. It was still there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sunday to Tuesday, it's still
there. Gotta blow that keg, bro.
I also went out to the other night. I asked myself, what would I normally do this evening? Drink at home. What would I not normally do this evening is go to Mad Duck. So I decided to go to Mad Duck.
Ah, I saw that. I was like, wait, he's at Mad Duck?
They had loaded tater tots on the menu for happy hour.
Nice.
Got some of those.
That's very Maddie.
And they had a session or summer ale. They didn't. Yeah. I guess it's a session IPA.
Yeah. They have like two different descriptions.
The board said summer ale, and I'd believe that. I was like, you could call this a summer lager, and I'd believe you. Uh-huh.
But they're a little confused.
And then I followed it up with the Citra, which I felt was 14 shades too dark for a Citra pale ale. But they were both drinkable. And
yeah, I thought that session's pretty good.
Then I went back to Spokeasy, and lo and behold, they had some Church on draft.
Church.
And that was sipping pretty good.
Speaking of rivering.
Good. And then, Mikey, for you, I only sampled it, but
you didn't take it all, did you?
I didn't. I went with the Church instead. But from not knee deep, the other Revision,
mm-hmm.
State of Haze. I recommend that for
State
you.
State of Haze. All right. I haven't seen that yet. State of Haze. I'm looking out for it.
It's definitely
add
on
that to my looking out for.
It's definitely on the hoppier side of a hazy, but
yes,
it's
like that.
It's kind of like it's super pillowy soft and it's kind of dank pillowy. At the same time. Had a little weird thing going on to it, so I recommend that beer for you.
Damn it. I'm getting it now. Somebody get it for me.
So there you go.
All right. It's Pinkots. Oh, I guess I can.
And honk if you're hazy.
Honk if you're hazy.
There's the show name.
Nick? The Nick 80.
Keeping it easy this week.
The Nick 80 on Untapped.
you only had Yetis each day?
Easy.
Yeah, it was 7 Yetis. No big deal. Had a 4-pack of the Dank and Sticky from Hop Concept.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't expect you to be that kind of person.
Did you go to the market? Did you buy that at the market?
Fig Tree, bro.
Oh, Fig Tree had that?
Fig Tree had that.
4PK.
I went looking for the new Glory cans that came out. Is that the ones?
The Bubba?
The Bubba.
Sheep Bear. Buh.
Did I have a new Glory this last week?
Bah.
I might have had a new Glory. I can't remember what it'd be called.
I didn't have a new Glory.
Well, I didn't either because they didn't have what I was looking for.
Bastards.
So I got some Dankin' Sticky.
Sticky. I went in there last week.
Also, they had this Loudmouth IPA.
Oh,
and wow. Green Energy Double IPA. Maybe that wasn't it.
I was in there while whoever does the fire. Which is it, Donagy or Valleywood does Firestone?
Donagy.
So those two Donagy guys in there talking to the Fig Tree guy. It sounded like nobody from Donagy had talked to him for a while. And there's like a shelf there, like a wood shelf there. and he was like, you know what? I can just take this out for you. Cause he was like, well, what can we put in this? And the Fig Tree guy, to his credit, maybe it was cause I was standing there. Not that he knows. I don't think he knows the beer podcast or not. I don't know. But the Fig Tree guy was, was like, you know, because the Donji guy was like, oh, I can fill this up for you. And the Fitcher guy is like, well, you know what? I like to keep them all cold. I don't like to have warm beer sitting out there.
Nice.
And the Donji guy switched his tone up to from that to like, oh, yeah. You don't want that. You don't want the. And there was another guy who was like, yeah, you don't want the light in there and blah, blah, blah. So I was having a good time listening to the conversation.
Causing a ruckus.
The rep conversation with the Fitcher guy. I was having fun. I was like, I have a beer podcast. I'm going to talk about what you guys are saying.
You're taking notes. Yeah. Maybe because you had your field notes out. Maybe
that's I was like, what is that guy writing?
Speak clearly into my microphone.
What else, Nick?
I had a pine and palm. I think it's the Danktown.
That his new one?
His new one, yeah.
There's some buzz about that one.
I'm trying to see if I could find it on Untappd quickly.
Fresno Brewer Pine and Palm.
Because I did not check it in.
It's on Fresno Brewer north of the Tower District. Yeah.
It is on tap at Popolo's Pizza
in Northwest Pinedale.
Yes,
Northern Pinedale.
They do, man. If that river. Parkway entrance ever opens up, Popolo's is gonna have one kick-ass view of the river.
Oh yeah, it would be nice if that was all nice and parky right there to look at.
You could almost catch a glimpse of it from their patio, but it's not quite. There's lots of brush and overgrown shit,
like a lot of yellow grass. Right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, nice yellow grass. And then. I had a bacon and eggs from Pizza Fort. That was a can.
Oh, where did you get that?
That was from. Oh, crapple. Where did I get it? A store.
I love stores.
I love gold.
There's a beer going around the table from left to right of your podcast now. Donated to the show by the Beer Father from Beer with Friends
Blood podcast. Orange
Guppy. What's this from?
Oh, I'm pouring. Hold.
No.
Hold, please.
Now.
Blood Orange and Honey. One pint. I don't see the name.
Weldworks. It's on the top by
Chicago,
your left thumb.
Brewed in Chicago, Illinois.
Now it's by your
Pipeworks.
There you go.
Pipeworks Brewing Company.
Chicago. Blood Orange Session IPA.
Mmm. Ooh, the honey is thick on that.
Thick on the honey. Let's see. What did I do this week? I haven't gone out at all. Lately, just been staying inside. I did manage to stop by the fort. Like, we have that Don Graper.
Mm-hmm.
I had that. I mean, I went there, bought some beer there.
Oh, you went there?
I was lucky enough, friend of the show, this guy that works at Tioga, dropped off some Sequoia... Some General Sherman IPAs. So I've been enjoying some General Sherman IPAs
from Tioga Sequoia. Friend of the show?
Yeah, friend and co-host of the show. We may know him as Bearded Brewer 87.
Who?
Don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Sherms.
Sherms, bro. So I've been enjoying those. And I also, from that fort trip, I had some Modern Times, the Orderville. Is it Orderville? I don't know. What does Untappd tell me I did? Because I don't know.
Orderville.
Thank God for Untappd. It was Orderville. Had it.
Knew
it. It's good. I checked into a beer in the Fontana Gym. I checked into an Orderville and just took a picture of it. Just a very nondescript picture of it. And Fontaine Jim says, sad home drinking pick.
Where was he sending that message from,
yeah, I wonder? Where were you? Some cool-ass place.
Yeah.
The Fontana Gym.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I do a lot of home drinking. All right.
Sad home posting.
Yeah. Sad home commenting.
Sad home reply.
Yeah. Think of that, bro. Jeez. You make me feel bad. Make you feel bad. Thank you, Paul from Fairfax. So we missed this week. Didn't get to hear from Paul, but that's can't do it all the weeks. Thank you, Paul, for that. And thank you and big cheers to our golden gods. As always, the golden gods of the show are people that donate money to us every month on the Patreon. Our very lovely patrons, Patreons /perfectboar. Something like that.
I'm glad you know.
Yeah. Do I? I'm not really sure. Thank you guys, because this month is our UPS store comes up here in July. It's for every 6 months. And if it wasn't for the Golden Gods, I would not be able to pay for that. So thank you guys. You guys are ensuring us another 6 months of having our UPS box. And if you're wondering what that address is, it's in the show notes there. Somewhere there, you can look down at the very bottom, has the address. You can send your yeast samples or send requests for stickers, self-addressed envelope for stickers. We'll get them to you. And soon we'll get the new batch of stickers up coming up here shortly. And that'll be because the Golden Gods are too awesome to us. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. If you want to be a Golden God, you can get a little bit of bonus. You get to hear the tailgate. What do you think of that? Get to be in on this, a little bit of extra show every month, every week, actually. Also, cheers to Aaron Dace 99. I'm probably screwing that up really bad. Reggie U 559, Uncle Guy Catering, Drinking Craft. These are all Instagram handles, by the way. craft.a.holics. Regular_girl is spelled GRL. Regular is spelled RegurUlr. Regular girl. Augers_lagers. And everybody that shares the show on their social media, retweets stuff, shares it on Instagram, tags us on Instagram, and talks to me on Untapped, everything. I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you. And cheers. It's a great way to, and the show just keeps going all week long via all our social media. So it's all fun. So cheers. And Matt, do you have some cheers?
So, actually, I just came across, I should have looked at Alvarado earlier, but I didn't. So they canned a 6-pack 12-ounce and it's called Buzz Light.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. So are they going to get sued?
All you Toy Story fans.
Oh, Buzz Light. I was just thinking they're doing a playoff Bud Light. Buzz nice. Lightyear. Nice. Wow,
that's where my mind
went. Two different plays.
Yeah, it's as it almost looks like baseball font, right?
Yeah, but I think you're right. It's like a Buzz Lightyear font more than anything, or Buzz Beer. Isn't that the
good old Buzz Light?
That was the Cleveland Rocks, the guy
Drew
Carey's Buzz Beer.
That was the coffee beer.
Buzz beer. And then, cheers out to Red G. Oh. He came by Tioga.
Yeah.
What? He doesn't exist.
Reggie. Yeah. Didn't tell me.
I think he's Mike's alter ego.
Grant, thankfully, I was busier and all crap that day. So he's like, hey, Matt. And I was like, hey. And he's all, hey, it's just Reggie. I'm here hanging out at the beer garden. I was like, cool. Thanks for introducing yourself. But no, it was good to see Reggie.
Reggie felt important. He texted me after that. He's like, he was like, hey, Matt knew who I was. I was like, yeah, of course it is. Reggie.
I know who Reggie is.
Everybody knows Reggie.
But feel free to reintroduce yourself every time you see me. That'd be totally fine. Even you guys, just go ahead. You know, it always makes things so much easier.
That's why I got a VIP card.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
No, it's no, he'd... It was super cool that he was there hanging out, and we talked some
Father's
beer.
Day. That was Father's Day.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
Because I was jealous of all the fathers that were at breweries, and I was not. I was at home.
And, you will be doing artwork.
Yeah, that was soccer day. So, but yeah, he was there with a couple other couples, and
I think as his neighbors.
He was looked like he was talking me up a little bit, but you know,
yeah,
they all seemed like
he's they had trying a good to act time. Like a big shot. Like I know that guy.
No, they seem generally interested in everything, and it sounded like a couple of them tried some new beers, and like, oh, beer, good. Ooh,
beer has flavor.
Yeah, so.
He's changing all the Bud Light people.
Yep.
Reggie's working his magic over there in the west side.
One beer at a time.
One beer at a time. Nick, give Reg. Some cheers.
West side. Cheers to Arthur ECV58.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Am I late to the party?
Oh, yeah. I chose them like, back in 97.
Nice. Torched and tapped.
Torched and tapped.
Torched and tapped.
Is that a new Pinedale bar?
Yeah. That makes sense. That's an untapper. Cheers to Captain Fwifo, our resident start at the beginning.
He's a wolf ball podcast. Expert.
Yes, that's what it is.
No, I that's know.
Not, it's a video game, Michael.
I know. I'm being silly.
He's at 102 right now. Episode 102.
Well, wait till he gets to these.
So this is a Scotty B episode.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're going to have to be way more specific.
Way more specific. Still no Paul, and also no reference to the bad
still
beer
no
drawer.
Still no Paul?
At 102, yeah, apparently 102, still no Paul.
Really?
And no bad beer drawer references yet.
Oh, the bad beer drawer hasn't been referenced? I thought we'd been doing that since the beginning.
That's what I thought, too.
Or we have two drawers full of bad beer that we've never done. We're threatening to do an episode of bad beer.
Uh-huh.
And we just never done. So that beer just sits it there. Pretty so sure there's like 5-year-old beer in those drawers.
Getting badder by the minute.
Yeah, that were bad when they went in. Woo, dolly. Wow. I can't believe we weren't referencing Paul yet or Pat Beard drawer. I'm sure
it's
we were.
Be close.
Sounds about right.
I'm sure we were talking up Ballast Point like crazy, though.
Yes. Yes.
I remember that one episode I played in place because everything got screwed up and I played an old episode. And I remember that one where we're just like, oh, Sculpin. I had a Sculpin this week. Woo!
Oh, they have two Sculpins. Woo. This is amazing.
Woo!
Yeah. Lagunitas is great.
By the way, Lagunitas, best craft brewer. Yeah. Those are the days.
They're never going to sell out.
Yeah, no way. McGee never will sell out.
Never going to sell out.
He sold out.
Oh, oops. Spoiler alert. Thanks.
Sorry. I hope he doesn't listen. Is he going to hear, like, is he going to be shocked by this the buyouts?
Yes, he's going to
like,
lose
oh my
his
God,
mind.
Ballast Points? Oh, no, not you, Ballast Point. Oh, my God, Lagunitas, no.
No. What's next, Firestone?
No
I can't
way.
Take it anymore. It
can't happen. Oh, I'd love to.
Boulevard
be so innocent. Boulevard. Not Boulevard. Oh, no. Wow. Be so innocent and free.
That's right. Pre-buyout perfect pour.
Yes. Pre-buyout perfect pour when the world was so simple and fun.
All we had to do was be angry that we didn't get every stone beer.
Yeah, just be angry that we weren't getting enough beer in town. We're excited about this.
Was Modern Times even invented
starter
yet?
Starter kit doors. 7-Eleven starter kit door was exciting.
I wonder if Modern Times was even invented when we started this podcast.
I don't think so. That's a good question. We might not have. Now I have to go back and listen.
You gotta go. You need something to do this weekend.
Yeah. I'm working all weekend.
Uh-oh. So you have that holiday
that
off.
That was me. Yeah. All right, guys. Is that all, Nick? You got a bunch of? Okay. Are we all cool? Everything's great. Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate it. PerfectPourPod.com is our website. You can follow Matt on social media, BeardedBrewer87. And Nick is TheNick80. I am Mikey TopPour.
Word
up. The show is Perfect Pour Pod. And you're awesome. But remember to be safe. Have fun. Check them dates. And the Sunbirds are going to play music.
Stay safe and sane, folks.
Safe and sane on 4th of July. Happy 4th of July.
Happy birthday, America.
America.